Excuse me. What in the world are you thinking?
Mean Gene, the first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I got to say.
What up, y'all? It's KMB, the Sexy Ninja, in the place of B for a Paper Saber Universe, and this is the New World Podcast, brother. We're talking about Monday Night Raw, March 18, 2024. Pat McAfee, Michael Cole on commentary. And we started it off big. We started it off with Jey Uso. Yeet. great way to kick off the show. He comes out. He didn't have his little vest. I was waiting for his little vest that he was rocking last week. Now he's just back to the glasses. So I'm like, choose a look, man. Choose a look. But he comes out, he talks, and of course he knows that Jimmy and Solo are there. He says, come on out, and they do come out, and Jimmy and Jay, they go face-to-face, and it's going to be brother versus brother at WrestleMania. And this is some good stuff right here, because Jimmy's like, yo, you abandoned me. You keep on saying, I abandoned you, but who's the one that went to Monday Night Raw to be a big star? Who's the one that went and won a tag team championships with Cody without me? So who abandoned who? And Jay's listening, and Jimmy has some really great points. But then I just love what Jay goes, you know what? I'm probably going to have the dream match I've always wanted. And that's whooping the yeet out of you. And I was like, damn. And then it comes into a fight. Solo comes in. It's the numbers game. And here comes Cody for the save. And yeah, Jay Uso and Jimmy's heating up. I can't wait for more back and forth on the mic between these two. And I can't wait for the build all the way to WrestleMania, and it's only like 2 weeks away. So excited. Becky and Nia package, because they have a last woman standing match tonight. You know, these two are going to tear down the house. Adam Pearce is backstage trying to figure out, calling Nick Aldis, saying like, hey, man, you need to get your people together. Like, why are they coming over here on my show? Paul Heyman comes in. He's like, hey, I'm really sorry about that. That wasn't approved by the final boss. That wasn't approved by the tribal chief, you know, but I'm here now. You know why I'm here. So, you know, I'm very sorry, but, you know, they're gone. The tribal chief told Jimmy and Solo to be gone from the building. Send a search party if you want. Adam's like, fine, you know, and he's upset. He's upset because he's telling Nick, like, hey, get your shit together. I respect mine, respect yours, all this stuff. So I think something's going to happen with Adam and Nick on SmackDown this Friday. And then we go into our first match of the night. It's a tag team qualifying match for WrestleMania, that six-pack scrambled eggs type thing, you know, ladder match. DIY versus the Creed Brothers. Ugh. As much, I love DIY. I really do. But I was rooting for the Creed Brothers so bad because I love the Creed Brothers. These two guys can just go and they can have great tag team matches. And this is what this was, a great tag team match between two great teams. But DIY is moving on and they're going to that six-pack ladder match for WrestleMania. So you know this match is going to be crazy. The Judgment Day is backstage with Andrade. Andrade's hearing them out, hearing the business. You know, Dominic's talking. And here comes Damian Priest. And he's like, hey, Jay, you know, he's like, yeah. He goes, I'll see you later. Yeah. So Andrade's considering the Judgment Day. But they tell JD McDonald, like, hey, you didn't get the job done last week, but Dom's going to get it done this week. And Dom's like, oh, I guess. Come on, JD. Let's go find Adam and make this match possible between him and Ricochet. Kaden and Katana versus Candice and Indy. I don't know what's going on with Candice. Like, she's a bitch. Like, oh my goodness. Like, she is going full heel. And Indy Hartwell, just like us, is like, what's going on with Candice LeRae? And I think it's going to come down to these two taking a split. But Candice needed something. Let's be really honest. Candice LeRae needed something. Because these two teams are just in the void of this roster right now. And I think Candice LeRae going into this heel thing is going to be a good deal for her. And she's getting wins because of it. So we'll see how this builds with her and Indy. They go to The Rock singing to Memphis and SmackDown. And as announced by Triple H, Bray Wyatt documentary. It's going to make us cry. It's going to make us laugh. It's going to make us happy. But it's also going to make us cry because we lost Bray Wyatt too soon, and I'm very interested to see this documentary, how it plays out. I know his brother's going to be involved. His family's going to be involved in it. So it's a big thing, and I believe it comes out April 1st. Next up, we have Cody Rhodes. We should call him Cody Spicy Rhodes because he comes out swinging on this on The Rock. Little Dick Syndrome, Roman side chick. Like, and Cody talks about The Rock's mom. He's like, hey, since you talked about my mama, I'll talk about your mama. And meanwhile, Everson, they're like, damn, Cody is going after it. Oh, my goodness. And here comes Paul Heyman. Paul walks up and he's like, hey, you know, you and Roman face-to-face next week. No, not next week. This SmackDown. Just you two. He'll be alone, and you have to come alone. And Cody Rhodes looks right at him and just says, deal. And so I was like, ooh, now we got to turn into SmackDown. We have to. But Roman's sidekick and Little Dick Syndrome, my hat's off to you, Cody. This is why I'm rooting for you. This is why you are the American Nightmare, and you're going to finish the goddamn story. But after this, Cody's backstage with Jay, and he's like, you know, he goes, you got to watch out for the bloodline. Oos, you know, you got to watch out. And Cody's like, man, I'm a man of my word. And Jay's just like, if you need somebody, I got your back. Nia promo for her match this evening. Then we go into Dominic versus Ricochet. And I was such a dumbass as I was writing this down. For some reason, I wrote Dominic versus Mysterio. Turning into R-Truth here. But this was a fun match. Ricochet got the win, though. I believe JD McDonagh is going to face Ricochet next week. So this was a fun match. And I'm glad Ricochet is earning those wins, because Ricochet deserves the world. Sammy's backstage with Chad Gable, you know, last week after the Intercontinental Championship number one contendership win. I felt really bad for Chad, because Chad is the Matt Master, the Matt Magician, the Matt Magician. Yeah, he deserves the world, and he tells Sammy to his face, he's like, you can't beat Gunther, and walks off. And I was like, oh, are we going to have like a Rocky moment? Chad's going to be the one that's going to be, come on, you bum, you know, beat him. So that's the vibe I got here, because Sammy's kind of shook by it. He's like, what? What'd you say to me? And he goes into the contract signing. Gunther's out there with Adam Pearce. And Gunther's like, hey, I'm dressed like a champ. What the hell's with this guy? T-shirt and everything like that. You know, it's us underestimating Sami Zayn. Sammy gets pissed. He's like, hey, I will give everything I got. I was at the main event last year, and I'm going to be winning that championship from you this year. So Sammy is laying down the gauntlet and telling Gunther, fuck you, I can do this. Next up, we have DIY Miz Truth backstage, because Miz and Truth have a match with Enda Shear. And that's what we get into next, our tag team qualifying match. The Miz and the Awesome Truth. I was like, versus Enda Shear. Of course, they're going to get the win. They're moving on to that six-pack. I don't know the full name, but the tag team match at WrestleMania, the ladder match. We'll just call it a ladder match. So a lot of teams stacking up. DIY, the Awesome Truth. Oh, this is going to be good. It's good, 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 good with Judgment Day, too. Sammy goes and confronts Chad and says, why'd you say that to me? It kind of got in my head. You know, Sammy's like, why'd you say that to me? And Chad's like, Gunther's a different animal. Gunther is something you're not ready for. Like, you need to prepare yourself mentally for Gunther. So that's why I got the Rocky vibes. We're going to be in Philly. Chad's going to be in his corner, cheering him on to face Gunther. And, you know, we're going to get a Rocky moment. That's just how I feel with this. This is the way they're building it. And rumor has it, too, that they've been talking about bringing on Sylvester Stallone. We're in Philly. Makes sense. You know, Chad is going to take on this role as the mentor to Sammy, because Sammy is the ultimate underdog in this fight. And Gunther is a threat. So I'm like, I got a lot of Rocky vibes here, and that's what Chad's role is going to be in this WrestleMania match. That's just how I feel. CM Punk, he's coming back to Chicago. Drew McIntyre comes out. Favorite part about this is Seth just walks right by him, comes out as well. Drew's like, what the fuck is he coming out? And then they get in the ring, and Seth goes, oh, what did you call me? A spotlight junkie. Oh, because I didn't see you because of the spotlights and everything. And just a great back and forth between these two. And Seth Rollins just basically tells him, like, hey, man, when the lights are bright and shining, I'm going to be shining as well. Just get ready, because I'm going to beat your ass at WrestleMania. And I love Drew's new shirt. This is the savior of WrestleMania with his McIntyre logo. So these two are getting heated. And Seth has a big match with The Rock. And Drew has some really great points as well, because he's saying, like, hey, man, my favorite part about this is when Drew's like, hey, you know, you talked about the biggest star in the world. You're talking about him. Why can't it be about us? Why can't it be about our work that we've done in this ring 20 years in the game? And you have to bring him up. Why can't it just be us? And I was like, oof. Then Seth Seth lays it right back on him. So we got a big, big match between these two, and I believe they're going to probably possibly go for the match of the year. Becky Lynch promo. She's ready. She's ready to beat Nia Jax's ass. Then we have our last tag team qualifying match for the night, the Raw team, the New Day versus Alpha Academy, and not Chad or Otis. It's Otis and Tozawa. So I was like, ah, there's no way those two are winning. The New Day wins, and they're moving on to that ladder match at WrestleMania. And on the ladder matches, Matt Hardy was at Raw. And I was like, oh, because I've heard through the grapevine, I've heard through some other sources too, that Matt and Jeff are not happy at AEW. So they're looking to come back here. And what if they enter this ladder match together? As long as Jeff is healthy enough, a great send-off for a great team, because Jeff got his poor face busted by Sammy, and, you know, hope they deserve more. As much as I shat all over the Hardys and AEW, if you really think about it, like, it's just one of those things where these guys came in, and they're like, yeah, we're going to the tag team revolution. We are the tag team. We're going to go after those tag team titles. And for myself, I'm like, no, like, I want new blood. Like, that's the whole point of AEW, right? The whole point was, like, revolution and, you know, young and upcoming stars and all this and that. But Tony's just like, oh, no, I'm going to buy as many WWE guys as I can. And then misuses them. Like, the Hardys are afterthoughts in AEW. How the fuck did that happen? Adam Copeland, I believe, is an afterthought in AEW as well. Yeah, he's got his big match coming up with Christian Cage. But it's just like, we've seen it. It's been done. Now it's on AEW program. Like, I get it. Now he's got a thing called Spike. It's just like, that's why when Mercedes Moné signed, I'm like, oh, I just hope she doesn't get wasted as well. Because, like, Saraya. Remember when Saraya went over there? Ruby? All these talents of fucking Miro. You know, that guy. He was like, oh, I'm leaving here. You know, I'm leaving with my wife. But then look at them now. They're not stars over there. So hopefully Matt and Jeff come back to WWE and they're treated like the legends they are, the best tag team in the world they are, and hopefully they get entered into this match. That would be pretty cool. But Matt Hardy was at Monday Night Raw. So the New Day got the win. Becky's backstage with Liv. Liv's like, hey, I am not interfering. I will not go anywhere near this match. Just kick Nia Jax's ass. You know, that's all basically she asked of Becky. Cody's backstage with Seth, and he's like, hey, so you're going to go face-to-face alone, huh? He goes, I got to do what I got to do, man. And Pharaoh, his dog, wearing this awesome little scarf that says The Rock is a cat. So calling him a pussy. Now our main event, the last women's standing match between Becky Lynch and Nia Jax. Becky has not beaten Nia, and man, this was a fun match, man. That finish with the ladder into the table with Nia, that leg drop, That was awesome, man. These two really tore down the house. I really enjoyed this. And then afterwards, just to put the cherry on top of such a satisfying match, here comes Rhea. And this is the way we end this show, is Becky and Rhea, mommy, the man, face to face in awesomeness. So, and then that's the way we end the show. And I'm like, oh, man, WrestleMania can't get here any sooner. Ain't that right, Leia? Huh? This is my cat. She's walking around here crazy. It looks like she's about to cough a fur ball. Don't you dare. Not until I'm done. All right, y'all. I'll give this a solid 5 out of 5. I got to say, my match of the night, DIY and the Creed Brothers, those two tag teams right there, that's top-notch right there. That's top-notch tag teaming of tags. Second match of the night, the last woman standing match, Becky Lynch and Nia Jax. All great stuff. Building the WrestleMania. We're building the card. Got a huge United States Championship match with Randy Orton, Kevin Owens, Logan Paul. So WrestleMania Night 1 and Night 2 are looking good. And Stand and Delivers that weekend, so we got a lot of wrestling coming up. All right, y'all. Tell me what you thought of the show. Drop those comments below. Hit that like. Hit that subscribe. Share it with your grandma. Share it with your grandpa. Share it with the bum down at Walmart. Go to ProWrestlingTees.com/NewWorldPodcast. Get yourself that sweet NWP logo created by Penta X. And remember that the New World Podcast is for life. Brother.
He leaves the bloodline, and what happens? Little Bro goes off to become the biggest superstar on the Raw roster.